This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
We've got 24 degrees, some flurries at O'Hare, could be the calm before the storm. And that's our top story. The snow in the forecast means you want to leave some extra time for a commute, especially tomorrow. Let's check in now with AccuWeather senior meteorologist Brian Thompson on what we can expect tomorrow.
We have some flurries coming through the area right now, but the main snow event still focused on tomorrow and tomorrow night. We'll start to see some snow move in later tomorrow morning. I think we'll get through at least the early part of the commute tomorrow without much problem. And then again, things will worsen as we get closer to midday. And then the brunt of the snow will be tomorrow afternoon into early tomorrow night, when some of the snow could be heavy at times. Snow accumulating 6 to perhaps as much as 10 inches across the area. I think most of us will be closer to the 6 rather than the 10, but still a plowable snowfall. And it's going to get pretty cold behind the storm. Temperatures dropping into the teens tomorrow night into Thursday. Brian Thompson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, last year, Chicago had one of the warmest winters on record, but this year might have similar forecasts, as both precipitation and snowfall levels have been below average so far. Here's National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Dew.
This year in particular, actually, before the winter kind of kicked off, we were looking at the fall. There was a signal where maybe we could see some above average precipitation, but a lot of times when we're outlooked for like above normal precipitation in the winter, that doesn't always equate to above normal snowfall.
And of course, you can hear it here. Anytime you tune in, we'll continue to update you at least 10 times an hour, both today and tomorrow, on the snow heading our way. Kankakee Sheriff's deputies arrest three men after a violent home invasion this week.
41-year-old Marcus Phelan, 38-year-old James Schoberl II, and 29-year-old Ryan McManaman are accused of posing as Uber Eats drivers before forcing their way into a man's home in rural Kankakee. Kankakee County Sheriff say the group then tied the man up with zip ties before ransacking his house and stealing electronics, cash, and guns. The three fled but were arrested a short time later. They remain held on charges of home invasion. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into Page County, the courthouse has carried the name of the late Congressman Henry Hyde for 15 years. Today, the county board made a move to remove it.
Chairwoman Deb Conroy proposed stripping Hyde's name over his work to ban federal funding of abortions. Member James Zay and other Republicans argue over 30 years in Congress, Hyde supported an assault weapons ban and supported programs like Head Start.
This man did so much for our county. His fingerprints are all over it. Our county wouldn't be what it is today.
Lucy Chang Evans is one of two board members who abstained from voting.
I'm unapologetically pro-choice, and I'm a Democrat. But I still think that taking the name down is just, it's not bringing value to the women that I serve.
Before the party line vote of 10 to 5, several members complained the board did not extend public comment beyond the standard 30 minutes to accommodate heightened interest. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Deerfield Baseball Greens ordered to pay more than $987 million to satisfy an arbitration award won by telemedicine provider PWN Health. A federal judge rejected Walgreens' argument that the arbiter's decision in a contract dispute over COVID-19 testing was egregious and improper. The judge sided with PWN Health and affirmed the award, finding no evidence that the arbitrator exceeded his authority or showed bias. Valentine's Day is Friday, folks, and a Northside flower shop is hard at work.
We're ready for all of it.
We are at Blossoms Anytime at 3461 North Lincoln Avenue.
We have a lot of pre-made bouquets and grab-and-goes, single stems, so, like, we're always here to help.
Mirai Kurtulis is head of floral at the shop that has a lot of floral at the moment.
Last year and this year, what's been a really big hit for us are Pandora roses. A variegated kind of rose was a hot pink, light pink.
Co-owner Nancy Aguilera admits it's not all rosy at flower shops this time of year.
Prices have gone up, right? It's a lot of labor that goes into everything. People would just think like, oh, you guys arranged just pretty flowers.
Still, the two say they're committed to help spread love this Valentine's Day and even have extended hours to help do so.
A lot of amazing, happy people that come in, and then there's other people that are last minute and that we just kind of have to, you know, kill them with kindness.
In Lakeview, Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago City Council Committee has approved an ordinance to help rid local streets of seemingly abandoned cars.
Northside Alderman Andre Vasquez says the ordinance passed by the City Council Traffic Committee would allow police more quickly to ticket and tow cars left on city streets, often for sale.
We found that it was challenging to address the situation of vehicles that are being parked in parking spots that don't have license plates on them because you can't ticket them as the tickets go nowhere. They don't go to a new owner. You can't find the current owner.
Southwest Side Alderwoman Helu Gutierrez says current law keeps resetting the clock on towing if the seller simply moved the car from one spot to another.
We all know that it's unlawful to sell vehicles on the public way. Loopholes have allowed some individuals to exploit the system. Day in and day out, My office receives calls and 311 requests for abandoned vehicles.
This measure will free up parking spaces for neighborhood people to use. The ordinance now goes to the full council. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 1059 WBBM.
More than 130 names have been added to the list of former incarcerated youth suing the state and Cook County, alleging decades of sexual abuse.
I stand here because of my kid and for all the kids who need us now.
37-year-old Marcus Walker says he's still dealing with the trauma associated with sexual abuse he experienced while at Harrisburg Youth Center.
I have my first baby. He's 10 months old, and I mean, I deal with PTSD on a daily basis. I hardly get any sleep, and I fear that my baby, first child, can even potentially go through that. It's crippling to me.
Attorney with Levy Koningsberg, Jerome Block, says this week Walker and more than 130 others sued Cook County and the state of Illinois for failing to protect them from rampant sexual abuse.
The state has to step up. The state has to do something and stop avoiding responsibility. We want the governor and we want the attorney general to hear the voices of these survivors. Listen to the voices of these survivors and take responsibility.
Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Time for sports, sponsored by FinishingChicago.com. Good afternoon. 670, the score is Mike Esposito.
Lisa, thank you, and good afternoon. The Bulls have lost two in a row. They'll try to snap that with their new-look team as they face the Pistons tonight at the United Center, the first of two in a row at the UC against Detroit, with games tonight and tomorrow night. Catch all the action down the dial on our sister station, 670, the score, starting at 7 tonight. College basketball, plenty of games tonight as well, including the Illini down in Champaign hosting UCLA. Loyola is at Richmond. UIC against Murray State. DePaul travels up I-94 to take on Marquette, and a late tip at Oregon for Northwestern. The forecast may be for lots of snow in Chicago, but it is baseball season down in Arizona. The Cubs reported on Sunday as they open a series in mid-March in Japan with a two-game set against the Dodgers. Lots of new faces down in Mesa for the Cubs, including lots of former Astros like Kyle Tucker. Another potential one, free agent Alex Bregman. Here's Jameson Taillon.
Getting these guys from Houston, like, that team went on a crazy run for a lot of years, and these guys, a guy like Ryan Pressly, has played in very big moments. So is Alex Bregman. So is Kyle Tucker. And, you know, I think that's pretty cool to add to this room, just winners and people who expect to win. And again, that kind of goes back to like voicing expectations and stuff. Like, these guys want to win. And obviously, Bregman's been a big part of that team.
Bregman down to his final few teams as he decides his next home, the Cubs among them. The White Sox will report to Glendale tomorrow. Other baseball news, Clayton Kershaw re-signing with the Dodgers for an 18th season. Free agent closer Kenley Jansen to the Angels for 1 year. And Kellen Moore, the former Eagles offensive coordinator, he just won a Super Bowl with them, is the new head coach in New Orleans. With sports at 16:46, I'm 670 The Score's Mike Esposito on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
In Indiana, attorneys for two doctors went before a judge looking to prevent the public release of abortion records.
Dr. Caitlin Bernard is among the plaintiffs. She made headlines after performing an abortion on a 10-year-old rape victim before Indiana's abortion ban was passed. She also drew the unwanted attention of the state's Republican Attorney General, Todd Rokita.
We have this abortion activist acting as a doctor.
The records that are at issue do not include patients' names. They were once released by the state. That stopped after the near total abortion ban went into effect. A statement from Dr. Bernard says there is no reason to release this sensitive information. The attorney general disagrees. He says it would help to determine whether the state's abortion law is being followed. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, it's continually named one of the top most romantic restaurants in the country, and this year it's celebrating a milestone. Geha's Wine Bar in Lincoln Park was Chicago's very first wine barn back in 1965. 60 years later, things haven't changed much. Director of Operations Adam Gilliam says it's their busiest time of the year this year. When it was time to make reservations for Valentine's Day, they sold out in 3 minutes.
We give it 1 day and it usually sells out. These last 5 years it's been with the online, it just goes so quick. And we try to take as many phone calls. There's two of us here. We usually make it online, just because it goes so quick. And that's why we decorate for the entire month, is because we want everybody that wants to come here for that Valentine's experience, they can come here through the 23rd.
Gilliam says generations of families have stories to tell about coming to the restaurant over the years. To celebrate six decades, they launched the Dinner for Life contest. Share your memory and the decade of your story. The best one wins dinner for two once a month for the rest of your life.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.